Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And it's first and 10 at the Pittsburgh 24. Tie game. 6:10 left in the third. Romo play fake. Throws right into the end zone. Touchdown. Right side of the end zone. Dez Bryant. How's your finger? Dunbar is to Prescott's left on 3rd and 11. Delayed blitz up the middle, and he avoids that, and he goes deep for Dez. Left side, caught it, 10-5, touchdown! Touchdown, Dez! 3rd and 11, and he hit a home run!
Malzy.
Yeah, Pony.
That Steelers-Cowboys game that you just heard that last highlight from, Dez Bryant, who's now a Raven. That's the loudest I've ever heard Heinz Field cheer for a team that wasn't the Steelers when the Cowboys came here. You can even hear it in that highlight. It was like, how do we let all those front-running, homer, stuck in the early 90s Cowboys fans into Heinz Field?
People know that Cowboys fans will pay a lot of money for those tickets, and so they make money, and I would never deny anybody or begrudge anybody that hustle. My God, I would absolutely sell my tickets to some rabid goofball Cowboys fan who thinks this is the year that Jerry Jones' senility will actually work in favor of the team.
Yeah. Yeah, I would do the same thing. Who am I? But I would never be in that position.
I can actually speak from experience here because I'm a half-season ticket holder for a professional sports team.
That's right, Penguins. Yeah. Are you still doing that? Are you on the fence
yes.
for 2021, or are you going to go back to it, take Lennox to games?
Mean,
preface every comment you
money,
make about the Penguins by saying you are a season ticket holder to throw more weight behind
it. You know what? It's obviously it's a not insignificant sum of money, but for the job that I do...
Well, there was a lot of money in your bank account yesterday, Malzy. I saw that going around the internet.
It's most definitely not going around the internet. That's first of all. Second of all, that money has come right back out. It's the old butterflies flying out of the old wallet again. But let me tell you, the money that I spend to be a Penguins half-season ticket holder makes it worth it to enrage all of my detractors, and there are many of them, when I preface my opinions with, as a half-season ticket holder, and then proceed to trash the organization.
So, Dez Bryant, two games against the Steelers, two touchdowns, signs with the Ravens practice squad. He's the big name, but the bigger story is Baltimore traded for Yannick Ngakoue today, who's another Steelers killer. Playoff game, the last time the Steelers were in the playoffs, forced a Roethlisberger fumble that got picked up and returned for a touchdown. You remember that, Malzy?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to play that highlight because that, I think, just will piss people off. That's one.
When has that stopped you before?
A lot of times. I have restraint. I read the room.
Oh, come on now. That's absurd. When the Pirates snapped their 20 years of losing, you did like a whole retrospective on all their failures. And then you're like, oh, yeah, they won.
Yeah, true. Oh, yeah, that's right. We went back and we replayed that on our 10-year anniversary.
You said past as prologue and just used this as an excuse to troll an entire city. What are you talking about?
Fan base, Malzy. I didn't take shots at Mr. Rogers and the incline.
He's from Latrobe.
Here is the thing about what the Ravens did. I think in the first breath, it's flattering in a way, that the Ravens are recognizing that they need to do more to their team. And you would think, in part, it's because of the Steelers. The Pittsburgh's in first place. They've got Roethlisberger back. Needing to do whatever they can to leapfrog the Steelers in the AFC North. So in that way, it's like, okay, the Ravens are recognizing that status quo or what they have probably wasn't good enough to win the whole shebang. They've never had a halftime comeback with Lamar Jackson at quarterback. They need to be leading the whole way pretty much to win with the way that they're
constructed.
Right. But the other part of it for me is, oh crap, Baltimore just got better. And the Steelers got better when they made an in-season trade for Minka last year. They got a lot better. The Ravens got a lot better last year when they traded for Marcus Peters, who ended up being an all-pro corner for them with five interceptions, and they were 4-2 when they got him, and they finished on a 10-game winning streak. So that's the other side of it. It's like, now what do we do? Do we have to – is there even more pressure on the Steelers to make a trade? I kind of feel like there is. I do. I feel like now
I don't think you can fall into that trap, though, necessarily, that tit for tat, like we've got to do something. It feels like what you're espousing is very baseball guy at the deadline, right? You've got to make a deal. Hey, the team in front of you made a deal. And I know that's a sensitive way to bring up this topic or this line of thinking in this town because of what didn't happen for the baseball team here for so many years and then very unfortunately did for 1 year. I just don't know if there's like a one-for-one move there to be made. Like, I'm not sure if there is. And you know what my thought is about Ngakoue? You know what my first thought was? I'm actually curious to bounce this off you. You said it's flattering that they're maybe thinking they need to do more to keep pace here. Man, I saw that as more a move still geared at we need to figure out a way to stop Patrick Mahomes. I did not see them trading for Ngakoue and say this is a team trying to keep up with the Joneses, and in this case the Joneses are the Steelers. I think it is all about trying to stop Patrick Mahomes. That is how I viewed that move.
That they're already looking past the Steelers? Why would they
do that? Well, that they're looking at the Ravens as the chief. Yeah, that they're looking at the Ravens or the Chiefs as the their chief. Rival, because what's the way that Vegas showed you can beat them? Try to, like, the traditional way to beat any great quarterback, rush 4, drop 7, and frustrate that player. And I think that's the end that Ngakoue serves. I think that's the team that he has been brought on to try to help
don't
beat.
But that applies to great quarterbacks, and Roethlisberger is not Mahomes, but he certainly this year has been a great quarterback. 11 touchdowns, 1 interception. He hasn't lost this year. Mm-hmm. The idea that you can get pressure without blitzing the house... That is a formula that beats a lot of quarterbacks.
No, I know.
Most quarterbacks.
That's what I mean. I said it's the time-honored way to beat the best quarterbacks in the league,
yeah,
no
and
doubt.
Right, but that I don't think that would exclude the Steelers from that basket
it doesn't
of teams.
Exclude them. It doesn't exclude them, but I think it is very much made with an eye towards one specific team above all else. Would you disagree with that? Who's beaten Lamar Jackson? It's either been a playoff game against the Chargers or the Titans, or it's been the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, fair. But do you think that the Steelers, one of the things that makes their defense what it is that they've got double trouble at outside linebacker again? It's not quite Greg Lloyd, Kevin Green, and it's not quite even Lamar Woodley, James Harrison, because I happen to think Watt's a lot better than Dupree. But Dupree has at least proven that there are two edge rushers that you have to account for, which is huge, I think, right?
Yep.
Like, okay,
yep.
So now the Ravens have that. They've got two franchise tag edge guys. Ngakoue has 5 sacks already this year. He's played in big games. He's gone to the AFC Championship game. They've got two guys. And I think, like, if you're saying at the end, everyone is still striving to be better than Kansas City, that is absolutely right. But they've got to win their
that's
division.
My main point.
They've got to win
yeah,
their division first.
Point.
And I'm going to say this again. The Ravens had the number one defense in the NFL before this trade got made. Their scoring defense is better than the Steelers, correct? They're number
one.
Yeah,
but I think that's a byproduct of some of the teams they've played.
Could you say the same thing about the Steelers' defense?
Absolutely. I will.
So, if a team that is number one in scoring defense and was better than you last year said, we'll take draft picks and we'll make our team even better because, gosh darn it, how many bites at the apple do you have? How many cracks at it do you have? Then I think the Steelers should be looking at it the same way.
So, who would you go get?
I would go get someone that doesn't have a guy that looks like you at inside linebacker right now. Find
who's
somebody.
Analogous? Okay, who's analogous at inside linebacker?
I don't,
just asking you to complete the thought exercise to Ngakoue.
I don't.
A pretty good pass rusher.
I don't think somebody that is making what? What's the franchise tag for an edge rusher? We saw it with
a
Bud.
Lot. 16, 17 million.
$16, $17 million. I don't think that there's somebody that the Steelers can plug and play like that at inside linebacker. But
all right, let me
there's
got to
be somebody out there
bit.
Better than Robert Spillane. That's
yeah. You would think that's a broad field. Yes, you would think if this is like a field of candidates, if it's Robert Spillane or the field should be pretty big. Let me just do this then, because what you started talking about today was a little bit of a tit for tat move. Like you've got to match them, you've got to do something, right?
If the team in your baseball, division is gearing up for two games against you by trading for a guy that catches touchdown passes, you think
probably
he's washed?
You probably want to trade for a guy that helps against the pass because that team loves to run the ball to set up the pass down the middle. I agree. But let me throw like a name at you, because in baseball, everyone plays this game. So-and-so got this player, you got that player. Did you do enough? If the Steelers trade a sixth round pick, hell, they could just tell Adam Gase they're trading him a seventh round pick and then say take back season. It would probably work for Avery Williamson. Does that make Andrew Filippone feel like they have kept up with the Ravens here? Is that a big enough name?
It would not be keeping up with them in terms of like acquiring caliber of player. They got a guy that's all pro level or borderline all pro, and the Steelers would not be getting that, but it would be it would be the same motive. It would be the same intention. It would be, we have an area of our team where we're thin now. That's a weakness for us that doesn't have a lot of depth. And we did something to try to fix it or make it better. That's and the idea now has gone out the window that, like, well, football's different. Don't compare. It's not analogous to the NHL and Major League Baseball and the NBA. In those sports, it's a longer season and trades get made. No, trades are happening in the NFL more and more and more now. The Ravens did it last year to win a division. The Steelers did it last year to get to 8-8. In fact, they made two trades last year. Let's not forget that bum Nick Vanette that they traded a fifth-round pick for. Forgettable, but same principle, Chris. They were very thin at tight end with Vance McDonald always dinged up. They didn't want a former Michigan quarterback there.
That's the more analogous trade. I'm glad you brought it up, even though hearing Nick Vanette's name makes me laugh. They don't have a splashy deal in the works. Like, I still can't believe there are people who actually were like tweeting saying they should go get Devin White from Tampa. Like, just like crumple that, print that out, crumple that up.
Talk Luke Kuechly out of retirement, Chris.
Yeah, you know, Tabata for Kuechly. I think that's the deal you got to make here, Kevin. But the Vanette deal was a much more subtle deal. That's not like something to that effect at inside linebacker is not going to like light the world on fire for the Steelers fan base, but it is absolutely more realistic within the parameters of what you are describing today.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text, and Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. We're presented by Chafin Lujan, injury law firm, doing good by doing right. I failed to mention that Craig Riley is here again today.
Hey, Craig. How are you, buddy?
Hello.
Look at this guy.
Yes.
Why are we clapping that long for Craig? What did he do today?
Because Craig is such a big part of the show that it is now affecting his personal life in positive ways. And I just wanted to...
Oh, really?
Craig is now able to use the old... He didn't do this, but now Craig is able to do the "Do you know who I am?" thing.
Play that card now.
Oh, that is quite a card to pull out of the old deck.
Yep.
Whew. And Craig wouldn't be shy about doing it, I don't think. But you better know, Craig, if you ever do it, that the person knows who you are. Because if you say, "Don't you know who I am?" and they go, "Nah, man, I don't," you are in deep trouble.
I feel like that's the last time you use that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.